Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Mickey, why were you staring at me shuffling the deck? I saw you. You think I'm cheating?
I don't know why you don't crumble them up.
I don't know why either.
It takes too much work?
I guess.
I think this is full, almost. We depleted it a little bit last time, so there's no room for all these new questions.
Huh.
We'll deplete some more today before Friday.
This makes you happy. Good. Look, okay? I'll do this.
It does make me happy.
While we...
Well, no, I sort of want them in the Boskov's bag because I like the... I like being able
to choose.
Boskov's bag. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we have special guest here, Sean, our digital director.
Woohoo.
And we still don't know what that means, do
Will
we?
You please start calling him webmaster?
No, he scolded me on that.
But that's what I prefer, though. That's what I understand. That's what makes sense to me.
The new guy gets the new
Whatever
questions.
Whatever you want.
All right. So get your questions in, brownbag. At WNEP.com, email brownbag at WNEP.com. I'll keep doing this while Sean picks.
Oh, am I digging?
Go and dig.
Or do you want the Boskov's bag? It's up to you, buddy.
I'm going to go inside, see what we got.
We're just about full now, and I'll put the rest, Nikki.
But wait a minute. We forgot to mention the most important thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Nikki and Mindy have a special announcement.
We have a special announcement.
No one could do it without with their great anchor voice. Here we go.
Happy 1 year.
There you go. It's the 1 year anniversary of WNEP Plus.
Well, yeah, that's why this whole thing's happening.
That's right. Why it's happening.
That's why it's happening.
June 16th, 2025. We started this endeavor. It was like trying to cross the Delaware with Washington's troops. You know, we didn't have any shoes on. We had hypothermia and frostbite, but we did it. We're here.
We did it. We're here.
Yes, we are here.
1 year of the plus. And this is we're celebrating with a special podcast episode.
Yes. Okay, Sean, take it away.
It's only fitting that this is a question from Travis.
Oh, yes.
Why do recycled products cost so much more than non-recycled products? Like deck chairs made from recycled water bottles cost like 3 times more than a wood chair. If we have such a problem with too many plastic bottles, why don't we make more products from them and make them more affordable?
What do you think?
Hmm.
I'm going to guess just the whole process of making that.
I think it's probably that
material
part
out of
scam.
It.
Part
because
scam.
Because they know people pay a premium for something that's better for the environment. And I think there's some greedy group of marketing people that can go, yeah, they think they're doing the environment and the earth a good thing. Let's charge them 10% more. They'll fall for it. Yeah.
They think they're being good.
Yes. So there's
a
premium.
I'm sure there's some truth to that.
Just like if you buy here, you ever buy like low-fat potato chips or something or unsalted?
Mm-hmm.
They're more. So better for you, but there's a premium.
Organic, anything organic is naturally more. Yeah.
Anything it seems that is, and maybe it's because it's out of the marketing routines.
Would you like the AI overview?
Okay, there we go.
Chairs made from recycled bottles often cost more because processing recycled plastic is labor intensive, involving costly reverse logistics to collect and sort waste. Yada, yada, yada.
And I guess in my potato chip analogy, if they're making potato chips and there's a salt maker in the potato chip process, and all of a sudden they have to make a batch that doesn't have salt, it's going to take a little bit more out of the routines of
separate machinery.
Yeah,
they have to build
so
a different
then
line.
I get it, but
I think there's a little bit of both going on.
There's a little marketing too. Yes. Are you next, Milo? Are you going to do Boskov's or are you going to do bag?
Oh, I'm going
to brown bag or Boskov's.
Pressure's on.
I'm going in.
Ooh,
peer pressure.
Boskov's bag.
All right, here we go. So this is from Jocelyn Saatchi. Although this is a question for everyone, the ladies would probably have more ideas.
Ooh, yeah, we're listening.
Didn't we have this one before? What is your favorite game/app to play on your phone? I need more ideas. Jocelyn wants you to help her. Mm. And I think this is a lady thing. All the ladies in my life play these games where there's fruits falling from the sky.
I do. I know a lot of guys do it, too.
Give us your anecdote.
I do all the New York Times games.
Okay. Yeah, I do
so
those,
So I do,
too.
Like, the connections.
Wordle.
Strands, how about your wife? Stuff. Does she play the fruits falling from the sky and all those things or no?
She would do Wordle. that kind of stuff, not necessarily like Fruit Ninja or anything.
No Candy Crush.
Not Candy Crush.
That's what I'm thinking
like
of.
That.
I don't know. She's crushing
more of,
candy.
More of that kind of stuff.
I've never played Candy Crush.
I've never seen a 50-plus-year-old man play any game with fruits falling from the sky. I'm just saying. You'll never see that.
I don't know.
I play Yahtzee with buddies, and it is so addicting.
Oh,
so I don't
like
recommend downloading that. It is fun.
Jocelyn, download that as soon as possible.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it now called? It's what?
Yahtzee with buddies.
Yahtzee
so
with
do
buddies.
So do you know who the buddies are?
Yeah. Do you
know? Yeah. You guys are going to think I'm a dork. But I actually made friends on that app, and I keep in touch with them.
Oh, that's so cute.
My dice friends.
Your dice. You have dice friends.
I have dice friends.
That is so awesome.
That is so dorky.
Take it away, ladies. Keep going. Come on, Mindy. You must have some suggestions or no?
I just play Wordle and Connections and things like that.
That's what I play.
Yeah. So that's so funny.
And, of course, my reading apps. Kindle app, which is more of a Kindle thing.
Yeah.
Audible, podcast.
I'm going to start playing Yahtzee with buddies.
I'm going to be the dad here. Whenever I see you guys playing games on your phone, I'm going to come up your house and I'm going to say, let's take a look at things. Is the laundry done? Are the windows clean? Are the carpets vacuumed?
So you can't enjoy life until every little chore is done?
Yeah. And then,
that's really
sad. And my point is,
leave stuff sometimes.
And my point is, there's never all the things done that need to be done. So there's never
So then you can never have fun.
No, I have fun riding my bike and doing those things. That's
okay.
fun for me.
Okay.
So when I see people playing games for hours, I'm just like, really? Don't you have anything productive to do?
I don't know. It just makes me happy.
And I'm not judging and making fun of you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's the
it
way
sounds
my
like
brain
you are
works.
Judging.
No, no.
I thought you were going to say you're going to go to the house and be like, go outside and play.
That's what I thought
thing.
You were going to say.
It's the dad in me. Yeah. I don't know. That's what I don't get. But that's how my brain is wired. I don't get it.
Yeah. Right. You're going Boscov's bag?
I'm going Boscov's.
So Jocelyn from Kingsley, if I see you playing Yahtzee with friends, I'm going to say, is the oil inspection, car inspected? Is the oil changed in your car?
What
is
if you don't have oil in your car?
Is the laundry done? Just kidding.
No, I like this one. Vanessa says, is there a food during a picnic that you always pass up and why?
Interesting.
So like a fair, a picnic? What does she mean?
Like if you're at a picnic and there's a certain food there and you just kind of walk by that one.
Like macaroni
like
salad.
Like I'm thinking things of like sitting out in the heat, like shrimp or like.
Yeah.
Well, that's just it though.
She like mayo-based things.
She picked an odd place because it seems like picnic food is all the good stuff that's bad for you. There's nothing that you want to overlook at a picnic.
So I always pass up. And this is going to sound weird, but I always pass up other people's macaroni salad because I only like the way that my family makes it.
I know what you mean, actually, because I will try a little bit of somebody else's coleslaw, but chances are if it doesn't taste like KFC, I'm not going to like it.
You like the KFC coleslaw?
I love the KFC
What's
coleslaw.
The
it's the
that?
Best.
Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know how they make it. I just love it. So I see what you mean.
Yeah, it has to be a certain kind of whatever. I don't
macaroni
know.
Macaroni salad.
Yeah.
For me, it's clams. Eating.
Well, they don't have clams at a picnic.
Are you kidding me? They always have clams at a picnic.
Really?
You're going to bougie picnics.
Often clam stands.
Lobster tail. What kind of picnics do you go?
Gross. How about you, Sean? You pass anything?
No, I don't know if I pass things up based on like, I don't know if it'll taste like somebody else's, but I would think something more like if it's been sitting out in the sun for hours, is it the kind of thing I would want to roll the dice and eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
It's not about the like how it's going to taste. I wouldn't necessarily pass up on it. But if it's like 4 hours in and the shrimp's been baking in the sun, I don't know. Like uncooked, like the
The cocktail shrimp.
Yeah, like the cocktail shrimp kind of stuff.
Yeah. I can see that.
So, Mindy, you don't pass anything up?
I said coleslaw I would not necessarily want if it doesn't taste the right way. I like my coleslaw a certain way.
What is coleslaw anyway? It's mayonnaise?
Shredded cabbage with mayonnaise and vinegar and sugar. And,
it's so gross.
So gross.
You don't like coleslaw? Oh, that's right. You don't like lettuce, so that's probably why. That's right.
Who would think, let's get cabbage?
No,
you
it's
say
very
lettuce
good.
Or cabbage?
Cabbage.
Cabbage.
Joe?
Shredded
Joe
up.
Joe never mayonnaise. Said what he would pass up.
Yeah, Joe, you never said what you... Oh, you said clams.
Yeah, cabbage and mayonnaise. There are things that don't belong together.
Oh, this is a good question, but we don't know the answer. This is from Susan in Dallas.
Oh, we're going to look it up.
Why? Well, good luck with that. Why is the audio volume vastly different when I stream WNEP Plus versus regular viewing on my cable system? It's dramatically different. The streaming show volume is very low, so we have to crank the volume way up. Any ideas? Same TV, same soundbar.
No, we have the perfect guy here, Sean.
I'm going to guess it's probably the encoder.
An encoder is what?
It's probably a setting in the thing that takes the video and compresses it and what streams it out. So and maybe there's something
that
there
here
that
at the station the encoder is?
No.
No.
It's like a cloud-based system.
So it's something you made up in the clouds, in the sky.
All that stuff is happening somewhere else.
See, even though...
But I'm sure... Here's what I. Here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do. I will submit a ticket.
See,
the famous last words.
Getting stuff done.
A brown bag can change the world.
Getting stuff done.
Will you really do that?
I'll submit a ticket. Yeah, sure.
Will it help anything if you submit? Will anyone listen?
Probably.
No.
I don't know if there's a solution. I don't know, but I mean.
Can't hurt.
I think we've all experienced this. You're watching TV, streaming, a podcast. You're listening to something, and then there's different volume levels. It's very annoying.
It is annoying.
It's
hard to control, too, because it may not be the show volume so much as the ad volume. I don't know that they can control if someone sent, like, if the ads that are playing that are being served from somewhere else. If their audio is all off,
there should be some leveler out there.
Well,
it's
you would
very
think.
Easy to level everything off.
So
it should be.
Like I said, I will submit a ticket and we'll see if we can get a resolution.
And I'm going to change maybe hopefully one person's life out there. This changed mine because
maybe it'll help a bunch of people.
Well, no, I'm going to. So anyone listen to Spotify?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone listen to Spotify to get your music.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some Spotify music that is lower because of the production? And then you listen to a song if you put it in random, and then it's high, low, high, low. It always frustrated me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? There's one option there you could put in the menu, level off all music. It changed. This happened just 2 days ago for me, and I never knew it was there. So now no more highs and lows. All the songs are at the same level.
This if is they in were Spotify recorded, settings?
Yes, it's a Spotify setting. Even if it was recorded 30 years ago. Or yesterday, now they're all equal, and it changed my life.
You think they'd make that a premium option, make you pay for that?
That's
well,
true.
I do. I'm on premium.
Well, wait a minute.
And now we need this for your TV.
I get free
level
Spotify.
Everything.
Will I still have that setting?
I don't know.
They'll let you try it for 7 days.
Yeah, they'll let you try it for 7 days. Yes. But what we need is that
give
setting
your credit
on your
card.
TV. Put everything at the same level. It's simple.
Yeah.
It's got to be simple.
You would think.
I mean, TVs have it built in, but I mean... Maybe that would help.
Try it on your TV.
Give it a try.
We have like an auto volume leveling.
It's your turn, Sean.
It's your turn, Shawnee, baby.
After you submit the ticket, you're welcome to pick another question.
Isn't that the worst? Submit a ticket.
I know. And we didn't do that for years. That's only recent.
It's a thing now. Anyone who works for a corporation, if you have a problem, submit a ticket. It's so annoying. Two tickets.
So this is from Mary Catherine from Schuylkill County. Hi, team. Love the podcast. Why is it that when talking about a list of things, we refer to it as a laundry list? I never make any kind of list about my laundry. Why isn't it called a grocery list?
Oh,
that's a great question.
And Mindy's looking things up today, so she's going to look
that up. Am I
going to
look this up? Okay.
Why is it called
a laundry list?
You're right.
I don't say, jeans, shorts, t-shirt.
No one would ever make a laundry list. These are the things on this podcast that I love it.
At some point in time.
You make a grocery list.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, no one puts...
Is it like the list of things you would take to the dry cleaner?
I don't think so. Mindy has the answer coming
I wrote, why is it called a laundry list? Whoops. let me change
Let's
that.
Let's read that one. That sounds exciting.
I'm changing that to list.
I'm getting the next one ready.
The phrase laundry list refers to its literal origins in the 19th and 20th centuries when people sent clothes to commercial laundries. Customers had to write an exhaustive, itemized inventory of every garment in their basket to ensure the establishment returned everything and charged the correct price.
Wow, so people didn't even wash their stuff at home?
Right. They just sent it to a commercial establishment. Well, they didn't have, they didn't have washers and dryers, right?
Yeah, unless you had like all kinds of money. They probably didn't even exist for a while.
Yeah.
I know.
Interesting.
Nikki, you said you sometimes still go down to the river and wash your clothes.
Sometimes.
She's got a washboard.
With the washboard.
The crick.
Yeah. The crick.
She takes it to the crick.
Yes. Take it to the crick.
Things you find in your grandparents' house. I remember when I was a kid, my grandmother did have one of those. A washboard, a big tub, and there was this this undulating panel on it where you just scrub your clothes on.
Did it have
thing.
Like the rollers that yes. you could roll it through and it like squeegee
roller,
out?
Yes, like yeah. pasta roller on yeah. it.
So whatever happened to it? That's a marvelous antique now.
Where's my Mickey Mantle rookie card? All those things just disappear from your youth. Where yeah. are they?
Did you really have a Mickey Mantle rookie card?
No, but I'm sure I had cards, baseball cards in the 70s that are now worth a lot of money. Well, and yeah. they're at the Empire Landfill.
Right, you tossed
under
them.
300 yards of garbage.
That wasn't too smart.
Did your grandmother have one of those, Mickey?
Yeah. No, she did in the basement.
Your,
yep.
And your dad still used that, you said, in the.
Yes, in Iowa. That's all they have.
That's all yep. they had. Good morning. Lots of talk about Tang on your show lately. My question is, have any of you tried it hot? Hot
Tang.
John Kranyak from Warren Center.
Sounds like a 70s or 60s band name.
Hot Tang is a great band name, Sean. You are correct.
Hot Tang.
Look at Mindy's face. What? Look at like, Nikki's face.
Is that a thing?
You guys are going like this.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Apparently,
I mean,
it is.
I guess it would be a thing.
How, can't taste much worse than tea or coffee. They're
that's
gross.
The thing I would pass on at a barbecue or at a picnic.
No hot Tang.
The hot
please.
Tang stand.
The Tang that's been sitting there all day.
I'm, the hot I'm Tang stand at Holy Trinity Bazaar.
I'd try it.
Give it a try, right?
Yeah.
So when I tried coffee for the first time when I was just a kid, it tastes like hot dirt to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
I haven't had it since since my first taste at 12. So
there are many things that are acquired tastes.
Yeah,
like when you tried beer when you were 12, too, I'm sure you're like, ooh, gross. And maybe you still don't like beer.
Good point.
But a lot of people, like, I didn't like beer when I was 12, but then I tried it again later on, and then I was like, it's kind of good.
And now you have a drinking problem. It's
exactly.
Funny
and now it has evolved into this huge problem. But no, but I mean, you acquire that taste over time.
I keep thinking maybe I have acquired a taste for coffee. I should try it again. And I've been saying that for over a year.
Oh, so you're not a coffee person either?
No.
Either, never.
And TV Tim is always saying, you've been saying that for a year now. And Darren says that too. He's like, just try the coffee again.
Why don't you start slow with hot Tang?
Ease into it.
Work your way up to hot Tang.
Work your way up, girlfriend.
All right. Hot Tang doesn't have any caffeine, though, so it's not going to do you much
good.
We'll
have to brew some up for a future episode.
Hot Tang.
I mean, if you try it with like a French vanilla creamer, have you tried that?
I wouldn't like the creamer. If I would drink coffee, I'd just drink it black.
Really?
Yeah. The creamer is what grosses me out about coffee.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't think it's weird.
Don't you think it tastes like hot dirt too?
It did taste like hot dirt.
Yeah, it's hot
dirt. But I think it smells really good.
It does smell good.
Yeah. But the creamer, I don't know. I'm not a milk person.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize
so
that.
So the thought of like drinking, I don't know. I'm weird, like I said.
Hot milk.
Well, we all have our idiosyncrasies.
hot dirt, hot milk.
This is more of a Joe question.
I'm ready, baby.
Anita. Just wondering if Anthony is going to get a Jughead made. All the other meteorologists have one. Love watching you every Friday.
You can't force the arts. So,
true.
So Jay Vonderhey is an actual sculptor artist in Hamlin, Pennsylvania. You can look him up online. He has a shop. You can go visit his shop. Jay Vonderhey started making heads randomly of WNEP personalities. I think the last one was Mindy. Do you remember? Was
Jeremy?
Jeremy?
It was Jeremy's.
Mm.
And that was 2 years ago?
Something like that. Yeah, it's been a while.
And then the art stopped.
Oh.
Do you suppose it's because we keep getting so many new people? It was just overwhelming.
He's had enough.
I don't know.
So I don't know how we can't commission the arts, and we don't pay him for these things.
But we're a patron of the arts.
We're a patron of the arts, but you can't force art. So maybe one will come in a box someday.
Maybe.
I love when heads in a box come.
It's wonderful, isn't
it's
it?
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
But
maybe
maybe
Jay has an algorithm. You have to be here so long.
Before you can make sure they're here to stay. It's not a passing fad.
Yeah, that could be.
So Jay Vonderhey, look him up.
He doesn't want to just do it for nothing.
Right. I mean, I'm sure it's very time consuming and expensive.
And remember, the heads are odd. They're not meant to be flattering in any way, right, Mindy?
Mm.
The flattering head days are over. These are
bizarre heads. They're deformed heads.
Yes,
yeah.
You have to be able to laugh at yourself to get a deformed head in the mail.
So this is kind of ironic because Joe was talking about dandelions and lawns earlier. This is Patrick from Benton. He says, question for the lawn guys. So that means not us.
Oh, good. Sean, are you a lawn guy or is it just me here?
A little bit.
All right,
a little bit.
Go.
What do you guys do for dandelions? Do you mow more often so they don't flower? Do you use weed killer on the whole lawn? Do you ignore them? Do you take each individual one out with a weeder, or do you do something else?
It is weird because
and he's trying to stay away from insecticides because of animals.
So I wonder when people say they don't like dandelions, do they mean in their yard? Because when you look at a lawn and it has dandelions, to me it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yeah.
But when you have an area of landscaping and it's just, you know, an arborvitae or a holly, you don't want dandelions growing there. So that's the only place I pull them out.
Well, a lot of people don't want them in their lawns. They want it to be uniformly green.
But to me, that's bizarre.
That's just how a lot of people
get
are.
Over the whole
a lot of my neighbors are like that. So what is the best way to do it then, Joe?
What I do is I told them I don't mind them in my yard. Mm-hmm. But when they're in, like, the landscape part, I stick them with this long, it's got to be like 20 inches long, fork-like thing, and I try to get them up by the weed.
Is that a specific dandelion tool, or is that just from
just
the
a
kitchen?
Weed extractor. No, it's not from the kitchen. It's
and we can't tell Don that you stole it.
No, but then you're pulling them out, and you hear the pop. And then you know they're going to come back.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I'm not like one of those dandelion nuts. If they grow, fine with me. They're beautiful. There's an old wise quote that says, if dandelions were hard to grow, everyone would want them.
True.
It's deep, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
It'd be like a diamond. Oh, look at the Smiths have a dandelion. But because they're ubiquitous
everywhere.
And everywhere,
yeah.
People think they're bad. I have no problems with dandelions, especially in my yard. I love them.
All right.
And I'm not going to spread poison on the yard to kill them. No.
No.
Not doing
not going to do it.
Not doing it. It's your turn.
I try to stay ahead of them, but inevitably I lose.
See what you did there, ahead of them?
No, I try to stay ahead of them, like with the mowing and all.
Yeah, but remember the old thing, mama had a baby and its
head popped off.
And you knocked the head off the dandelion.
That's fun to do.
You didn't do that, Sean?
I did.
Oh
my gosh.
Oh.
This might be
hot tang?
A delivery.
Bonnie
is here.
With,
I think Nikki needs to try it.
Why only two? Because we were the only two that said we'll try it?
No, that's all I could carry.
Bonnie has two hands.
Who wants this? I'll try it if no one else does.
I'm going to try it.
You try it.
I'll take out of this.
No, you go ahead. I'll just see your...
It doesn't smell good.
This is hot tang.
It does not smell good.
No, it smells great. I was thinking the opposite.
So Nikki and Joe are both trying it. Joe has a weird look on his face.
Oh, my God. It's good.
It's really good.
It's
are
really
you serious?
Good.
It's okay,
really
now
good.
I want to try it.
It's
now
really good.
It.
This is something new.
No way.
We get from the viewers.
Wow.
But you can't say it's not...
That is good. It's non-alcoholic Boilo.
It's
yes!
better than Cold
yes.
Tang.
Oh, it's good.
Wow. It is better than Cold Tang.
I like
this
it.
This person has changed their life. Sean.
I'll try it.
Try it.
I think it would feel really good on your throat when
oh,
you're sick,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Don't do the peer pressure thing. Be honest.
Like, if you don't like
that
it.
That is hot.
Yeah.
It's not lukewarm. That's legit hot.
Hot tang.
It's actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sadly, I like it.
It doesn't taste like hot
oh
tang.
Gosh.
It tastes like something different.
Yeah,
it
like, you know, it kind of
like
reminds
like
me of hot cider or something.
Yeah.
Something?
But different.
Oh, my God.
Like juicy hot cider.
Yeah.
I have to do a search. Is this a thing?
Hot tang. Well,
Bonnie,
thanks,
thank
Bonnie.
Thank you so
Bonnie,
much.
Thank
changed
you,
our lives.
I'm going to start drinking hot tang.
Oh, my God.
Like in the morning during the show, it could help your throat
right.
and stuff like that.
I feel like if you're not feeling good, like,
yeah.
I feel like hot tang would be good.
Oh,
is
my
hot
gosh.
Tang, that's the third requested search when I put in is hot tang.
Hot
it fills it up.
Really?
A
number
thing.
Two is a band.
Yes. Hot tang is an absolute thing.
Wow.
While traditionally an iced tea space age beverage, the serving tang is hot has become a popular tradition amongst campers, Alaskans, and fans of the YouTube channel Outdoor Boys. Never heard of it.
So Outdoor Boys came up with this maybe?
It is essentially a quick, citrusy, hot comfort drink packed with vitamin C.
There you
hot
go.
Tang, everybody.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I am
from
a fan.
Now on.
Who sent that question in? Thank you.
Yeah, whoever did. Oh,
whoever
yeah.
did, thank
Susan?
You.
No.
Susan.
Was it Susan? No.
It is was, so good.
It was a guy, actually.
It is so good.
Yeah.
You know, in our coffee maker, we have to get hot tang
packets. We do.
We do. It's a good idea.
Wow.
Or just have Bonnie make it for us.
Oh, my goodness, hot tang.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right, this one's from Chris from Port Deposit, Maryland. Who must be coming to the area based on the question? If you had out-of-town guests visiting NEPA for the first time, where would you take them?
Was this like the alien question last week?
Knoebels.
Archibald Pothole.
Knoebels.
Archibald Pothole's good. Knoebels, good. I'd take
Cooper's.
Him to Cooper's. Yeah.
Cooper's is a good place.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in all honesty, would you?
Yeah, yeah. No, I've taken
my
family.
What if they don't
want
to go to a state? Oh, yeah. Mid, you're the perfect example.
Yeah,
so your
yeah.
family comes in.
I've taken them to the Yuengling Brewery.
Ooh,
oh, that's
a
good one.
Really good one. I took them to a, you know, the, what is it called? The mining tour.
Archibald Pothole ever?
Well, yeah. I also took them to the Archibald Pothole. Yeah, I did. Yep.
Just the beauty of the lakes, streams, rivers around here. That's a good start.
Yeah.
Trails,
oh, and I took them
trails,
to Jim
trail.
Thorpe as well because I think it's a cute little town.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any of the state parks are good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I took them to the biggest waterfall in Pennsylvania, which is near Milford.
Bushkill? Oh, Milford.
One. Not Bushkill. This is a free one.
And now what are you going to add to the list?
Hot Tang.
Hot Tang. I'm taking
come over
them.
To my
I'm
house and
have
now,
some
if
hot
you put
Tang.
Some alcohol in here. Oh. I'm not a big drinker. What would go good with hot Tang?
Vodka.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Or rum. Rum would.
Something neutral.
Oh, yeah.
Is it my turn?
I think so. We only got like half
moonshine.
A minute
I'd say
left.
Moonshine.
I think.
Let's finish this off.
Moonshine
would
go really
and
well.
Hot Tang.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, question for Joe about toilets. Of course. I have well water, and even though I change my water filter often, getting the residue from the water off the porcelain is a struggle. What do you use? Patrick from Benton. Oh, my goodness.
Hmm.
This is my weekly struggle. I have the same problem.
Well, do you use the actual cleaner, though? Do you use actual toilet cleaner, the blue stuff?
The groundwater has more minerals in it, and when it sits in a toilet, it stains the toilet.
Try that bartender's friend, that like powder.
I'm going to try bartender's friend. I'm going to try Lysol, which is what I use, and now hot Tang in the toilet.
Hot Tang in the toilet?
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity. About.